You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Time now to have a look at the stories dominating news on the continent. Always a pleasure to speak to Crystal Orderson. Crystal, let's go to the DRC. In a first for the country, what a rally for the opposition allowed. We're in Kinshasa. Oh my goodness, this is progress.
Absolutely, Bongani, and good morning. You know, in any other country, this won't be news at all, but for the DRC, this is rather big ahead of that crucial poll in December. Now, yesterday, opposition parties were summoned by the Kinshasa local authority to organize security, discuss the logistics and other matters ahead of this big opposition rally tomorrow. Now, they are holding this rally because they want to protest against the voting machines because they fear this will permit fraud in that election. And of course, there's international pressure, especially after the UN Security Council visited the country and of course had meetings with the opposition and with Kabila to ensure that there's some semblance of a free and fair political space. And he's ensured that he will give that space and also into a credible ballot. Now, the South Korean machines have started trickling in, and Kabila, is reiterating that the machines will cut costs and protect against vote rigging. We'll have to see about that. But, Bongani, the opposition, there's about 21 presidential candidates, which is a major challenge, and it talks up to the fragmentation of the political space. Now, the opposition is apparently planning a meeting in Johannesburg later this week to try and unite behind a single candidate. And so, of course, this would be really good because if you have a fragmented political space, 21 candidates, Kabila is laughing all the way to the bank, getting his man back in power. So that's going to be interesting developments in the DRC.
Now, whose lake is it anyway? Uganda and Kenya agree on a commission over the disputed Lake Victoria.
Yes, this is a major source of food security and, of course, job creation for thousands of Kenyans, Ugandans, and Tanzanians, because the three of them are supposed to share this lake. And it's been a decade-long dispute between Kenya and Uganda. In particular, the dispute between the neighbors has been bitter and ongoing. And now they finally agreed for the creation of a joint commission that will determine the ownership of this beautiful Lake Victoria Island. They've been arguing about who owns it. And there's, of course, been anxiety for the fishermen whose livelihood depends on it. Now, both countries have been using a 1926 document going back to colonial times, and they wanted even to go to the International Court of Justice to settle the dispute. And we see, of course, both sides from the Kenya and the Ugandan side, they had a strong police presence, which, of course, at times were quite aggressive to local fishermen. The lake, of course, has a shoreline of over 7,000 kilometers and is divided between those two countries. And both countries, especially Uganda and Kenya, depend on the freshwater fish. So now we hope that this new mechanism will deal with this ongoing dispute, and they hope to settle the agreement that will ensure that Lake Victoria benefits everyone, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Orderson with this morning's Africa Report.